Kempire is brought to you by
Washington, D.C., the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to your city on August 22nd. But before that, we're coming to Philly on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're going to Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're going to Washington, D.C., and this is going to be an all-new show, all-new hot topics, all-new reality TV conversation, and all kinds of amazing guests and surprises. Be sure to get your tickets today, and don't forget, we're coming back to New York City on September 12th. Go get your tickets. There's also a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. More information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Kempire Radio Network.
And this is your weekend update with Kempire here exclusively on the Kempire podcast. If you haven't subscribed to the Kempire podcast, I don't know what you're doing. We've been adding all kinds of really new additional content along with the things that you watch on YouTube. But shout out to those of you that are watching and listening to the podcast. We appreciate you guys being here. And as I said before, and I will probably say this every weekend because you know that's the thing about me, even when I try not to be consistent and I promise that this is not going to be every week, it's turned into every single weekend. Maybe because it's easier for me to do the weekend update because I don't have to think about doing this on video, even though I am recording a video version of this, but I'm not looking at the camera, even though right now I'm looking at the camera. But anyway, the weekend update is just some of the topics that I don't get a chance to get to, or I add additional thoughts because I'm going to definitely include what we talked about this week when it comes to Papoose and Remy Ma. The saga between those two continues on social media. We have to talk about that. But I did also want to mix in and talk about some Housewives stuff. I want to talk about some pop culture stuff. This past week, I put out a video talking about Drew Sidora, and a lot of you have suspected that it's something going on between Drew Sidora and Bravo because she has not been on Watch What Happens Live, and there have been so many other people that have been on Watch What Happens Live from season 16, and she has not. And the first time she's actually done some interviews, she's done one with a fellow blogger. She did one with Carlos King, another fellow blogger. You know he doesn't like to be called a blogger. But sir, you're doing blogger work. It's okay. And nothing wrong with a blogger. As long as you're doing well and you're doing it, it doesn't matter. I always say, I don't care what you call me as long as you're calling and you're paying. Okay? All right. All right. So where do I want to begin with this situation? Okay. So I made speculation this week that I felt like something's going on between Drew Sidora and Bravo. I will say the way that she was talking in this video, an interview, I was like, okay, I've enjoyed Drew this season outside of the Ralph stuff. When she gets into her Ralph storyline, I really don't care. You like him. He told you he wanted an open relationship early on, so you knew who this man was from the beginning, but you stuck by him. I get it. You have kids, whatever. But I feel like they're very similar in a lot of ways, Drew and Ralph. In a lot of ways. I'm not saying that Ralph is not worse, but in a lot of ways, they're similar. Maybe the whole lying aspect. And I know some people, you know, the Drew Sidora stands, the ones and twos of you. And when I say stand, like, you could be a fan. Like, I like Drew, but I'm not a stand. That's why I say the stands, the ones and twos of you. That would be like, what has she lied about? She's lied about a lot of stuff, y'all. And as I said before, according to my sources, even production doesn't believe half the stuff that comes out of Drew's mouth. And I want to keep standing on it. But that's okay. You know, someone pointed out the other day during one of our recaps that, you know what? Yes, Drew lies. However, the things that she lies about aren't harmful. And I was like, okay, fine. Would I want to be friends with someone like Drew that lies about non-harmful stuff and lies consistently? No, because that's where it starts. It starts with like a minor lie and then it turns into like these bigger orchestrated lies. But anyway, I thought she held her own. I thought she did actually a really good interview. I was impressed. I was like, okay, she's talking about all the things. So this morning, shout out to our friends over at the Bravo Shade Room, because you know what we do here. We always cite our sources. So they highlighted an interview that Drew did, another interview with No Chaser TV. And she was talking about the situation with Tae Young and Ming Lee and things like that. And Ming Lee decided to respond in the comment section. I think it was of the Reality Rundown that posted the video from the No Chaser TV interview. And Ming Lee tags Tae Young and says, "Get your girl, Juice Adore. You should just stop. You should just stop after doing all this lying on Carlos King's podcast. I spared you once when y'all was filming and some of your cast told me to air your lying A out." Here's the thing. If I didn't know that Ming Lee was vying for a role on Real Housewives of Atlanta and that she followed me randomly during filming and then unfollowed me, I guess, when she didn't get her peach. it's to me, it tells me a little bit about your character. And now you're on Basketball Wives about this relationship that you're no longer in with Ty, but it's still hot. It tells me, no matter how, and I know people will say, well, she's successful in her own right. She's done this. She would have been fantastic on the show. It's giving desperate. It's giving you wanted to desperately be on reality television by any means necessary. And people like that are dangerous. People like that don't need to be on reality television. And honestly, there are way too many people already very much like that on reality television already. And I don't necessarily love Drew all the time, but I have to agree with Drew. You're giving very thirsty in regards to this whole situation. So let me just play the clip for you.
The minute that, you know, you and Ty had moments of flirtation, but nothing inappropriate, you know, because you're still going through your separation in your marriage. However, on Basketball Wives, Ming Lee, who is surprisingly a friend to a lot of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, has said that that was a bone of contention in her relationship with Ty, your closeness to her. What did you think about Ming Lee saying that that was one of the deal breakers, was how close you were, considering all of that?
Another person grasping for straws in a storyline is what I gather. Because
I have to agree.
What else do you have going on? You know, if you have to use my name, because she came over to Real Housewives, and she was coming trying.
Pause. And what I've seen of Ming Lee, I have not watched Chapter and Verse Basketball Wives. Also, those ladies over there randomly started following me ahead of their new season. I believe that that was a ploy. It's not that they just enjoy my content, which they might. Look, I make good content. Come on. But I always find it interesting when and where these women end up start following me on randomly on social media, like Evelyn, Jackie Christie. And I'm like, why are y'all following me? I don't recap Basketball Wives anymore.
Got glimpses. You know, she was trying hard and it didn't work out for her. So she just went on down.
Oh, I forgot to say what I wanted to say. Elephant brain's working. It's early. What I've seen of Ming Lee on Basketball Wives, I was like, ooh, she's kind of dry. Now I understand why production and the network were like, yeah, not feeling her. Even though Britt's not that much better. But Britt, in comparison to Ming Lee, and I'm not even comparing their resumes as business people, more so as how you're showing up on camera, I understand why production and the network decided not to go with Ming Lee.
You know what I'm saying, down here. And I was like, I got something to say. Listen, she was never around when Ty and I were friends. Like, she was never around. She wasn't around. They didn't know each other.
And I'm also trying to understand Ming Lee and Tae Young's relationship. They're not together on Basketball Wives, but they're playing out some sort of storyline. I guess they were together and now, okay, whatever.
And since, you know.
And you admitted that, you know, you and Ty.
They didn't know each other. And since, you know, Ty and I don't speak as often anymore, we're still friends and that hasn't changed, but we don't talk as often. It's just been a lot of life happening. So since they have been together, Ty and I have not seen each other. We don't spend time talking. I've been working on a whole album. So
yeah,
there's not enough minutes in the day that she's claiming that she is alleging. It just wasn't true. And so like I say, a lot of people get on these cameras and they feel like they got to say something that is going to get them a moment. And I'm sorry, I didn't know I was that much of that girl. Like, I'm like, I'm really clickbait. Is that what's happening?
Okay, Sheree, I'm good clickbait.
Because obviously, But it just wasn't any truth behind it. So they didn't know each other.
Okay.
She wouldn't stop communicating.
So this was from the episode on, I was about to say Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives.
Sidora, somebody that you said you wasn't talking to. And if you want to talk to her, go be with her and leave me alone.
You say, I have nothing to talk to.
And I had nothing
about.
To talk
I have
to.
Nothing
I had, we had
to
nothing
say.
To talk about. I'm not cheating.
Yes, you are. Having an emotional relationship with somebody is cheating.
I wasn't in an emotional relationship.
I got receipts from your phone records. You talking to somebody for 3,000 minutes? Hey, Siri?
Siri, sleep.
How many hours is 3,000 minutes?
All right.
50 hours.
50 hours? You was doing it every single month.
Here's the thing, Ty Young is no better. I think Ty Young also is desperate for attention. And I get it. Ty Young is quite successful outside of this. You would never know, though, because for someone so successful, she's always on reality television. Remember, she used to date Mimi, and she was on reality television with Mimi. And I think once you're on reality television, sometimes you get way more attention for that than your skills on the basketball court or your skills outside of that. So people like that level of attention.
What are y'all talking about? You have the floor.
I never was trying to be with nobody else.
Phone record says differently.
My phone record said I was on the phone.
Your phone record says you was on the phone for 3,000 minutes every single bill.
I haven't said
talking about
since I met you.
Why is she arguing with Ty Young if they're no longer together and it was an emotional what of affair? And look, we can get in a whole conversation about emotional affairs. I just don't know if I believe it anymore. I believe it was a situation with Drew that she just liked the attention at the time. And that's exactly what she said on Carlos's podcast.
Made it seem like it was more than a friendship, that you guys could have been lovers intimately. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to that? Were you and Tyber intimate kiss?
Flirting, yes.
Okay.
A lot of flirting. Okay. I'm not going to say that there wasn't flirting. There was a lot of conversation.
Let me tell you something. When I saw this clip, I said to myself, if I had ever did an interview with Drew, I would have frightened Drew and said, Drew, well, you know what? I got my hands on those text messages that were at the last reunion. Let's read through them. Let's role play. Because I want to see her facial reaction. But like, what? Let's role play in regards to these text messages. Because she says it was just flirtation.
There was a lot of group hangouts. And for me, there were just certain things that I wasn't comfortable with. And not judging anybody for their sexual orientation. I just love my husband, you know? Uh-huh. And so there were certain...
So things got real. Shout out to all the lesbians. This is very straight girl. You're there for all the flirtation. And when that stud ends up being like, yo, what's this about? And then takes it to the next level. And you're like, oh, I'm strictly dangling. So come on.
Levels. Now, I can't help if, you know, Ty felt differently or how she felt. I can't speak for her. But for me, I appreciated the friendship. I appreciated the conversation.
You know, I'm body language expert. And for those that are saying, Kempire, we prefer seeing your face. This is for the podcast. For those that, because this will be uploaded to the podcast version of YouTube. You see my face plenty enough. But I'm looking at Drew's body language. She's looking up at the ceiling, off to the side. She'll look for like 2 seconds at Carlos and then away. Body language tells me you're lying, but okay.
Appreciated the fun. I appreciated, you know, the distraction from what I was going through. And so much so, I mean, she was around. We hung out publicly. So I wasn't worried about people seeing us or people, but I didn't know it was going to get to this extent to where he would say the reason why he wanted to
The reason why he wanted to divorce Drew was because of Ty Young. We know that's not true. Like, did anyone believe that? I did not believe that at all. I believe that he's just trash. He's a trash human being, but whatever. I also saw on our friends over the
Rock, what are your thoughts?
Pause, where Drew talked about Britt Eady on the Carlos King podcast. And this is what she said. And then I'm going to read to you what Britt Eady had to say.
In general, do you think she is somebody you would be friends with?
Honestly, Britt, I just don't see it for her here. I think she's better maybe for like a rags to riches type show, but Housewives, nah.
Rags to riches type show? I think she wanted to say something else, and she probably avoided it. Maybe like a Love and Hip Hop or Zeus or something like that. Rags to Riches. I mean, come on now.
Just doesn't want to live in her truth, as we see all these allegations around her husband and their marriage and then her. And then, you know, she's just not that girl. You know, I think she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I would never take that away from her. And I thought that we could, you know, after our sit down. But no. It's a no for me. I think that she's just not a good fit for this circle of girls. I don't think she displays the integrity and the honesty and the truthfulness. And she just has a lot going on in her past. Her and her husband.
Ooh.
Her and she. You know what I mean? Like, they just have a lot going on. And I just don't think that they are the most transparent. I think they throw a lot of stones and hide their hands.
It would be interesting to see what the rest of the season looks like, because it looks like it doesn't turn out well for Brit Eadie. But in the comments section, Brit Eadie said this in response to this video clip. She says, Drew is the last person to be speaking on marriages when she has been going through a divorce for years. She needs to pray those court filings do not end up public instead of worrying about me. I thought they were public, but okay. My goal has never been to destroy marriages for clout or a storyline. This show is about wives, and Drew barely fits the bill. Well, no, she's still a wife, technically. And I have to say, if I had to pick between you and Drew, I would pick Drew, even with her lying self. Britt then says, that was a disgruntled housewife fan. Never met him a day in my life, but said he was an ex-friend of mine, laughing out loud. He was in his feelings because of an interaction on IG and decided to look for clout, and you fell for it. He's been a housewife fan for years, and every housewife's comments are looking for a moment, so spare me. That's, she's talking about someone who did an interview with Tasha K, talking about Michael, Britt's husband, being gay and attending these DL parties and things like that. He has a Cash App from him. Again, when I saw that interview and I saw the Cash App receipt, I was like, that's not enough for me to believe you. But, you know, the gays can be so messy sometimes.
Karen, I think they throw a lot of...
All right. But yeah. I say all that to say, was there anything else? Oh, sidebar. Did you guys hear that Peter Thomas, I didn't get to do a video talking about Peter recently, but I did, of course, this is the weekend update to talk about the things, because, you know, we've been busy talking about the Diddy trial. We have some stuff to talk about in regards to that as well. Peter turned himself in, as you know, and he posted a message. Let me see if I can find the message. He posted the message on social media that he's turning himself in. And I've been wondering, like, Peter, when are you supposed to be in jail? Because he was causing all kinds of social media ruckus. So he posted a picture of the United Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Prisons sign for Miami. And he posted this as a caption. He says, all my people told me not to post this, that I am crazy if I do. I am not crazy, just real as F. The first thing I must say to all my business owners, I'm going to add the S there, to all my new business owner, that's how he said it. Please pay that withholding tax. You do not want to be in the position that I am right now. The law is the law. It's not easy for us black men, especially in my industry. No bank fund, restaurant, bar, lounge. We have to put that ish on us 100. This is a new chapter in my life. It's called accountability and responsibility. At his grown self, this is a new chapter for accountability and responsibility. My road to redemption. I have 3 black son. I guess he forgot the S. And I must lead by example. Also for my 4 beautiful grandson. No S. This life ain't easy, but we're resilient. And your granddaddy is a king going to jail. Like, I want to feel sorry for Peter Thomas. And yes, he's doing what he's supposed to do. But he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. Like, I'd be damned at my big age. Even at this particular point in my life. But Peter's way older than me. At my big age that I'm going to prison. And I don't know if he's ever seen prison before. Or, like, jail before, but let me tell you something. I'll be damned if I have never seen prison in my life, that at my big age, I'm going to prison. And then you're going to put this dissertation on social media. Like, my advice to everyone, pay your taxes. We know, Peter, you're the only fool that doesn't know to pay your taxes or your your employees. We know this. Okay, not AJ Calloway. I saw this comment. AJ Calloway says, Martha Stewart did it. You can too. Hope you read this and laugh, my brother. God got you, and so does the community. Bless up. I don't feel bad for Peter. Peter has been accused of so much over the last few years, ever since he exploded on Real Housewives of Atlanta, which he still has in his Instagram name. Fine. I don't feel bad for him because he's been accused of so much. I think this is karma. Remember that story from about what's her name from Love and Hip Hop's? I think it was her. One of her family relatives accused Peter of attacking her. It eventually got dismissed, but she'd stand 10 toes down that he had physically assaulted her. And I was like, this is probably just your karma of what people have said about you, former employees not being paid, the government. That's who you're issuing an apology to, is to the government. But to the people that you may owe money, you're not issuing apologies to. I wish you the best. I don't wish harm on anybody, but I'm also not going to feel sorry for you. And then this little dissertation of trying to say this next chapter of accountability and responsibility. Sir, you are damn near retirement. You should have been an example of responsibility and accountability a long time ago. But okay, fine. Bless up, my brother. Speaking of Peter and related to this situation, because Peter's friends with Nene and Naomi. Nene posted on socials. Well, Peter posted on socials because Peter's messy. A picture of Nene and Naomi hugging and kissing and things like that. Like, they've had this on-again, off-again relationship for a while now. And it looks like it's on again. She's hinted at it, not hinted at it, she's talked about it briefly during the Nene Leakes show because she can't help but to talk about herself when interviewing other people. I'm not going to even talk about these latest interviews. It's fine, Nene. Practice makes perfect, hopefully. Okay? But apparently it looks like Nene and Naomi are back on. I mean, look, they've been on and off for a long time. I mean, she called him a narcissist. She's emasculated him multiple times on social media. And I'm just sort of like, I wouldn't want to be with someone like you. One minute you're calling me. I'm not saying that he's not a narcissist, but then why are you with me? Now you're with me again. But I'm like, okay, girl. You like it, we love it. Move on. Sidebar, Britney Spears avoided getting arrested in the airport. According to our friends over the Neighborhood Talk, Britney Spears is back in the headlines, and it's not for a new album. She says she's retired. The pop princess reportedly lit up a whole cigarette mid-flight on a private jet from Cabo to LAX while sipping on a drink. I changed it. Flight attendants had to step in, and by the time she touched down at LAX, airport cops were waiting. She didn't catch a charge, but she did get a warning. You think we would have got a warning if we did that? Maybe if we were on a private jet. So back in December of 2024, Britney was spotted bringing a grill lighter onto a private jet. Then, back in 2020, she accidentally burnt down her home gym with candles. It's giving fire hazard energy. All right, here's the thing with Britney Spears. I know that the Free Britney movement really helped Britney in a lot of ways because her conservatorship was not a conservatorship. It was prison, basically, a luxury prison. But I've always said that I feel as if Britney does need support. And I feel like now she really doesn't have any of that. She's just sort of like out here. I don't think that she needs a conservatorship, but she doesn't need no support at all. And now I just feel like she's just out here just living her life. God only knows what happened to Britney. I pray for her, though. Speaking of people that we're praying for, I saw that SZA brought out Justin Bieber to perform Snooze at their Grand National Tour with Kendrick Lamar. I've heard nothing but good things about this tour, the stadium tour that they're on. Sidebar, I don't know if I know I talked about this in another video. Yeah, I think another video, but I'll update you guys. Chris Brown has been released from a UK jail on bail. And he has a performance in Amsterdam that's kicking off his stadium tour, the Breezy Bowl tour. So the reports that he was going to stay in jail to June were true. However, I'm sure his attorneys were able to finagle something, a very high-priced bail, in order for him to make sure that he returns. I mean, he has to return anyway because he has to perform in the UK, Manchester specifically, next month. All right, back to this. So Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, SZA brought Justin Bieber out to perform Snooze, and they had to... Honestly, if you saw this news video with Justin Bieber, there's a little bit of chemistry between Justin Bieber and SZA. I don't know if it's just musical chemistry, and I get it. Justin Bieber's married. He has a whole child with Hailey Bieber. And I'm not one of the like the Selena Gomez stans or Hailey Bieber stans or anything. I don't care. I like Justin Bieber. I like his love for music. And I love him as an R&B artist. And I love his respect for R&B and R&B artists. As you know, we just talked about Justin Bieber, I think, during the last Weekend Update, because he released a statement denying any abuse from Diddy upon him. And I was like, that was out of nowhere that we got that, but fine. Justin Bieber, I feel like, has been crashing out on social media a lot lately. And it's kind of weird because it was very quiet with Justin for a long time. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing all these videos of him just sort of looking not well, maybe high, not sure, allegedly, and posting weird things on social media. And I say weird for some people, like, it's not weird, it's just him speaking his truth. Okay, fine. But it's different in regards to what we're used to, at least in recent years. I feel like this is sort of going back to circa Justin Bieber when he was really crashing out and people were worried for him. But he was like a teen and we're like, okay, you know. But now he's like a whole husband and a father. And he's a Pisces. He's a Pisces man. And one thing that I've learned in my astrological journey is that Pisces do have a tendency, not to say that automatically, but you're very open to possibly getting addicted if you don't really watch yourself. And I feel like there is something going on with Justin Bieber. And I think a lot of people said what triggered him was the alleged abuse from Diddy in those years of Diddy and Usher. Somehow Usher has been able to kind of skirt by that, selling out tours and things like that. I'm like, okay. I mean, but okay, people pick and choose what they, you know, who they support and when they want to support people. Look, I feel like the world is full of hypocrisy. For me, and look, and I'm not saying that I don't have some hypocrisies too, but at least I'm willing to check them and be like, wait, I shouldn't be probably listening to this Usher Bieber. Mm-mm, this Usher stuff anymore. Because I don't know, did he or did he not protect Justin when he was a minor? Who knows? Again, you know, I love this performance. I love the song Snooze, and I loved hearing Justin. Justin has such a nice voice. The kid is so talented. So I enjoyed seeing him perform this. I also enjoyed their interaction. It was sweet. He kissed her hand, like the, you know, not just like the top of her hand, but like the palm of her hand. And I was like, oh. And then someone in the comments section said, Justin Bieber just needs a black girl. And I was like in my head, yeah, I could see it. But he's married and we respect marriages here. But if ever he was to break up with Hallie, whatever her name is, who cares? If he was to ever break up with her and get a divorce, I can see SZA in him. Maybe making it work or making some music together. Honestly, okay, who cares about the relationship? No, maybe the relationship will make the music even better. Okay, focus, people. But can you imagine? I really love me some SZA. I love her, the way she writes. It's, you know, people love to say that she's R&B. She's alternate R&B for me because there is that rhythm and soul in her music. But she, the way she writes is different. And I love that about her. That is so different. And that's why so many people love her across the genres. So, but anyway, I say all that to say Justin Bieber came out during their tour and performed a little bit. He sounded great. All right. Since we're talking about Diddy, we've been covering Diddy all week. All week we've been talking about Diddy. I'm not going to bombard you with too much in regards to Diddy. If you miss any of our Diddy updates, you can hear them here on the podcast. You can also see them for those that say, and we want to see your face. Well, maybe I don't want to see yours. Ooh, the villain era is still loaded. Speaking of the villain era, guys, don't forget the Kempire After Dark. The villain era is coming to Philadelphia first, July 10th. Philadelphia, I'm coming to your city. After that, I'm coming to City Winery. Well, we'll be City Winery in Philadelphia July 10th. Go get your tickets. Philly, y'all been asking. I haven't checked the numbers, but the first day, I was like, we should sell out the first day, the way the Philly was asking me to come. But I haven't checked the numbers. But Philly, y'all better show up, because I have no problem like, is this worth it for me to get on a train and come to Philly? And be like, nope. So, look, don't... Just say, I'm going to be real with y'all. Anyway, Philly, go get your tickets today. We'll be at City Winery. I love City Winery, though, there. They were so lovely the last time that I was there. And everyone that came to the last show was so lovely. And I know a lot of you will show up, and some of you are probably waiting for payday, or it's the holiday or whatever. Fine. Go get your tickets today. And Chicago, if you're part of the Club Kempire membership on Apple Podcasts, and you already know what happened with Chicago. I even read the email. I tried to come to the City Winery over there in Chicago. Apparently, they're like, we don't have a... Anyway, go listen to that. Anyway, so then we're coming to Atlanta, City Winery in Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're coming back to Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. never fails me. That's the one thing I give to DMV. If anything, I should do a residency in D.C. because the way y'all show up and show support, some of y'all other locations that want me to come there, We'll be at Union Stage on August 22nd. We're having a fun summer tour, and we're going to round out the summer tour back here in New York City at another fave of mine, the Green Room 42. A great venue, because we're going to be able to live stream this particular show. So even if you come to the Philadelphia show, the Atlanta show, or the DC show, the show in September is going to be very different. Every single show is very different. The hot topics are going to be different. What we talk about in Philadelphia clearly is not what I'm going to talk about in September in New York. Go get your tickets today for that. If you can't make it in person in New York City, there is a live stream option exclusively only for that particular show in New York City. Again, all that information will be available in the description. All right, back to the ditty of it all. So Q, you remember Q from day 26? I interviewed Q years ago. And when I interviewed Q, I learned a big lesson from interviewing Q. That's when I decided I would never interview someone that I felt was struggling mentally. I learned a big lesson. I have to see if that interview is even available. You probably can hear it on the Kempire Radio YouTube channel. And I interviewed him more than once. I've interviewed his ex-girlfriend, Dawn Richard, multiple times. As you know, Dawn Richard recently testified in the Diddy trial. And they really tried to call her out for inconsistencies in regards to what she told Homeland Security versus what she's testifying this past week. But I listened to the full interview that Q did with his mother and Aubrey O'Day. So Aubrey O'Day is doing this special podcast covering the trial with TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. You remember the once married to different people, news anchors from GMA that ended up leaving their exes, well, now their exes, and now word on the street, they were trying to get their own talk show and nobody was trying to hear them. So they ended up launching a podcast. They're real journalists, though. That's the one thing. One thing I was listening to, I was like, people forget these are real journalists. So they are really good at their job. They might be just terrible human beings.
Lies! The lies!
I'm just saying, they might be terrible human beings, but they're actual legitimate journalists. And they do have good chemistry as a pair. I don't think I would watch that as a talk show, though. But I see what they're doing. There's like, okay, let's prove ourselves in the podcast arena, and then maybe we can do a daytime talk show. I mean, anything would be better than what we have now, if we're being honest. Anyway, I've digressed. So they have this special podcast, the Amy and TJ Presents Aubrey O'Day, the Diddy trial coverage. And Q did an interview claiming that he believed that Diddy tried to sacrifice him. He claims that Dawn Richard, his then girlfriend, they went out to the Hamptons. She gave him an ecstasy pill from Diddy. She said it was from Diddy. And he said that in this podcast episode that they both took it. But he woke up screaming, surrounded by cameras. He said it felt like someone was trying to hurt me or take me out. And a lot of people have said that Q was never the same after being on Making the Band. And you remember that season where they really try to make Cute seem like he was crazy and he was being erratic and things like that. I don't know the timeline of it all in regards to when this particular incident happened. What I did take from listening to the entire episode last night was the fact that, Dawn, I'm kind of looking at you with the side eye. And they did say in the podcast episode, they're not saying that Dawn wasn't a victim as well and that Diddy maybe made her do these things. But now I'm like, now I wonder, here's the thing. I guess technically they could call Q to testify, but it wouldn't benefit Diddy. But if they wanted to discredit Dawn, the Fed's witness, the government's witness, then there's that. But I doubt it. I doubt they will call him to testify. Take a listen to this.
I was around Dirty Money for about a year while they were creating Last Train to Paris. And I guess I was around because I was dating Dawn. So Diddy's like, I think he was very, very high. He's like, we're going to go to the Hamptons. He was like, we're going to go stay the night there and you guys want to come. And it felt very weird because this energy just felt so weird. You know what I mean? It was friendly high. You know what I'm saying? Like a friendly invitation to.
Well, because what we found is that Diddy loved those Molly and MDA XTC pills. You could tell I don't do these things because I could barely get the words out. He really was into that. I would want to see a brain scan of Diddy. I'm pretty sure that there's probably some brain damage. The amount of, first of all, drugs in general, but the amount of ecstasy that he's been doing for years, even up until recently. I'll just say allegedly, but they had pictures of the drugs in his hotel when they picked him up. Because they say ecstasy puts holes in your brain.
He wasn't usually like that?
No, he's never invited all of us to one of his houses. We get to the, before we get to the Hamptons, they're like speeding in these black SUVs on the expressway very, very fast. Like they were in a rush to get to the Hamptons. We get to the Hamptons and we walk through the house and we arrive in the backyard near the pool. And my ex at the time, which was Dawn, she gave me an ecstasy pill. And she
said... Is that what she said it was?
Yeah, she said it was ecstasy, and she said it was from Puff to give to me. And it was red, and I took it because I thought I was going to get freaky with my girlfriend, you know? We tried ecstasy before, and I trusted her that that's what it was. So I took it immediately, and she had one too. He gave her two of them. I took mine. Within like 20 minutes, I knocked out and blacked out. Yeah. I woke up in the twins' bedroom in the basement, and I woke up out of my sleep screaming very, very loud.
Who are the twins?
I don't know their names.
Are you talking about Diddy's daughters?
Diddy's twins. Okay.
Diddy's twins. His girls. Yeah, I woke up in their bed to cameras filming me, and they were laughing as I woke up out of my sleep.
Pause. When I listened to this episode, I would have asked more questions in regards to who was filming you. Mind you, these are the journalists. Who exactly was in the room that was filming you?
Creamy. And it felt like... I'm not going to cry.
Okay. Yeah, take your time. It's okay. It's understandable that... you're reliving this and emotion comes with it. There's just no way around it. So
it felt very sacrificial. That's what I meant when I said, I felt like they were trying to hurt me or Diddy was trying to maybe sacrifice me that night. I didn't say when I went on Vlad TV, I didn't say anything about finding a sacrificial email.
Hold on. What he's discussing in regards to Vlad TV is that's one of the interviews that the boys did. He had to leave gaps within that interview, and they decided to fill those gaps. It's kind of what I've experienced this past week. As you guys know, we started this out, and it was, you know, we all have this intention to talk our way through to the end of this trial and hopefully see justice for whatever we, whatever is proven and whatever the jury decides. Even you had situations that were just made up out of nowhere. So did I last week. Q was discussing one in which he couldn't say certain things because he's honoring a contract. And within that, people decided to fill in the blanks. So he discussed an email. He had tears. People put it together that he's crying over an email and what it like, basically tried to like, suggest that he's not a man and he's boohooing over an email.
Q, I know there are some details about the incident you described. Maybe you don't want to get into. And no, let's get it.
Anyway, so you can hear the full interview on Amy and TJ's podcast. It was interesting because his mother also spoke in regards to the time, and they talked about Dawn Richard and things like a little bit. They didn't go. I mean, I would have delved more. Like I said, they said that they're not sure if Dawn was a victim or not, but there was, and then there's that whole conversation that they started to have in regards to like how much space or room is there when it comes to being a victim versus an accomplice. And now I'm sort of like, And I've said to you before, I've interviewed Q, and I knew even then something was off. Again, I don't know the timeline of when this particular incident happened, and I don't know if this particular incident is what set him on the path of what he went through. He does talk about going in and getting checked, and apparently there were other things in his system that they talked about as well in this episode. I don't recall them, because I listened to this late last night. I don't recall them mentioning what they found in the system. It wasn't ecstasy, though. So, and it, apparently they were all doing drugs and things like that during this time. And it's probably from being around Diddy. Of course, if you're going to be around Diddy, he doesn't want to be the only one tripping out. They did talk about pretending at some particular points, pretending to take ecstasy pills and putting it in their pockets and just acting like they were high, because Diddy looked like he loved being high and was doing it all the time. And when you look at some of these old interviews with Diddy, it starts to make a little bit more sense why he was acting the way that he would act in those interviews, where he was very like lovey and like, and it's like, it was from all of that. And maybe people in the industry already knew that too. And not maybe, I'm pretty 100% sure they knew. And they just sort of turned a blind eye because, you know, it's not my business. But I'm pretty sure the way that this industry talks, I'm sure a lot of them like, yeah, we knew he had a problem. Yeah. So that was an interview that was recently done. I don't really have anything new to say in regards to the Diddy of it all, but I do want to talk more hip hop because yesterday we did a video, I think it was yesterday, yeah. Yesterday we did a video talking about the saga that is Papoose and Remy Ma's marriage falling apart. Papoose finally filed for divorce this past week. However, the drama between the two have still, even after the video that I did, there was even more drama spilling out on social media. Mind you, these are 40-something year old people, and I get it. Some of y'all know, some of y'all 40-something old people and older that are acting out on social media. They're just not celebrities. Fine. However, I maybe in my head feel as if at a particular age, even though when I was 20-something, I probably would have been the same way. I'm an old soul, okay? But Remy, now I'm starting to see a shift because Remy went on social media talking about the reason why she doesn't have her daughter around his side, Papoose's side of the family, is because one of his half-sister or something like that, she's claiming is a PDF file. We've got to change the words up a little bit. And that's why her daughter is never around them. But when you watch the video, it feels as if, for lack of a better word, this is a new term where people say, it felt like she was crashing out on social media because it was sort of like, why are you telling us this? Why was this necessary for you to tell us this? It's not like you were saying that he was encouraging to have the kids around this particular person, or that he left your child with this particular person at one particular point. It feels like now you're just wanting to take a dig at him. And Then she posted receipts, you know, this was the video, or this was the receipts that he was going to post. And it was all these photos and videos of her with that battle rapper that a lot of people had been seeing. And there have been murmurs about her cheating on Papoose with this guy. So then she posted it herself because I guess Papoose threatened that he was going to post it. These were going to be his receipts. I mean, it doesn't make her look good. Yes, Papoose has moved on with Clarissa Shields, the boxer. Clarissa, I just need you to tap out, girl. I get it. They brought your name up. I need you to tap out because it's not helping you by making these comments on social media at all or getting yourself involved. I get it. Your name has been brought up, but it's your responses are not landing. And if anything, they're just hurting you. And one thing I'm not going to do personally is fight over somebody's husband, okay, on social media, especially when you're 30 something, you're 30 years old, and this man has kids. First of all, again, he's got multiple kids. He's married to someone else that's crashing out on social media. He's crashing out too on social media. I'm just not doing it. Sidebar, I was like, this has got to be an old video. It's not. There was a video where Papoose and Remy were on live, and someone labeled it, they still love each other, because she's going off and he's just looking. He turns his camera off and it's a picture of him and Clarissa, and she sees it. She's like, turn your camera on. He did that intentionally. Turn your camera on. I'm sorry. And then he logs off and she gets really mad. I believe Papoose when he says that she recently reached out to him and was asking, are we really over, blah, blah, blah. And I think they're equally wrong because, you know, in any relationship, everyone plays a part. But I do believe that they both played a part. But I do believe that despite Remy saying, oh, she paid for everything, and even she was paying rent when she was in jail and blah, 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 blah. And then he came out and said that, well, I wrote 90% of her rhymes. And I'm just like, oh, God. This situation, you guys, even if they love each other, y'all don't need to be together. They probably should have ended their relationship back in 2022 when all of this started. And now, because they didn't, and they didn't do what they needed to do then in order to be amicable parents and co-parents, now it's turning into all of this. Now you're calling out his family. Now the family's involved. And all this other stuff, this Clarissa Shields wants to fight you. First of all, y'all are grown. I don't want to see. And if this starts to turn into something physical, I can't. I don't want to see this. And Remy, we do not want to see you go back to jail, girl. Go in the booth and make a song about it, okay? And show the world, like, no, I can write my own stuff. I don't need Papoose, okay? Maybe. Who knows? So for those that need a little bit more context, take a listen to what I had to say in regards to what led up to what's been playing out, still playing out. I hope they take Memorial Day weekend off. So the relationship between rappers Papoose and Remy Ma seems to be completely over because both rappers take to social media blasting each other, where Remy Ma says that she has been paying for Papoose's lifestyle for years, and Papoose claims that he's written 90% of Remy Ma's rhyme. Let's get to this. A lot of you started hitting me up about this. I guess everyone needs a break from talking about Diddy. The Diddy trial is now on break until after the Memorial holiday. So we will get back to our Diddy updates on Tuesday. I might go live to hear what you guys thought of the first 2 weeks. So stay tuned for that. But yesterday, it seemed as if Remy Ma and Papoose had taken over social media because Remy Ma decided to go on social media and share some more details about what's going on with her divorce. So according to The Shade Room, they said Remy Ma isn't one to stay silent when it comes to her truth. In today's era of social media transparency, the tea doesn't just spill, it pours. Remy Ma opened up about her divorce from Papoose and made it clear there's no bad blood during a live stream. She also addressed Clarissa Shields' recent interview and seemingly let fans know she's not blocking anyone's happiness. And if you've checked out any of the videos that we've done on Remy Ma and Papoose's relationship recently, there were rumors that Remy Ma had cheated on Papoose with this up-and-coming rapper. So during Remy Ma's Instagram Live on Thursday, Remy addressed her divorce from Papoose. She explained that she's waiting for it to be finalized. Additionally, she even commented, "Everything is signed and ready to go." She continued discussing their reason for splitting, adding, "I couldn't take it anymore. I said, we can't keep doing this." In a show of good faith, she's even offering to cover his legal fees. I love how they wrote this all nice and sweet, but the way that Remy says it makes it seem as if she's been paying for his lifestyle. She says she was paying rent from jail. Not jail. You know the story, okay? And this is also a reminder to stop looking up to these celebrity relationships, because remember, they were like the pinnacle of black love. And honestly, that's probably part of the reason what kept them together for so long was that they were making a buck off of being this black power couple. So Remy also touched on Clarissa Shields' recent comments about her during an interview on The Breakfast Club. Clarissa is currently dating Remy's ex-husband, Papoose, and the tension hasn't gone unnoticed. According to Remy, Clarissa should have asked for the topic to be skipped. The rapper can also be heard saying, "I feel sorry for old girl," referring to Clarissa. She even hinted at circles Clarissa's relationship with Papoose may apparently be caught in. First of all, this has been so public between Clarissa, Remy, and Papoose. Any journalist, any media personality is going to ask Clarissa about that situation. And some people say that based on what Clarissa said, she really didn't dog out Remy, but Remy apparently didn't want Clarissa involved at all. And some people might say, "Clarissa, stay out of it. This is married people's business." They continue. It says, "Social media has been on a meltdown mode since clips of Remy's live stream hit the timeline. Fans are split. Some are backing Remy for keeping it classy." I'm actually surprised, because before, when all of this stuff started to bubble over, before Clarissa was even involved, people were like, "Oh, Remy's doing Papoose dirty. He stood by her side." Now we're seeing a turn of events since Remy took to social media on Thursday. So they said that fans are split. Some are backing Remy for keeping it classy, while others are siding with Papoose and Clarissa. The Shade Room Instagram comment section has been flooded, and it's clear the internet has a lot to say. One Instagram user said, "She's mature and right. She could have said, I don't want to talk about it. Dating a broke man is diabolical." Another Instagram user said, "When I heard Pap was a Pisces, it gave me all the info I needed."
Yup, 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 yup.
Come on now. My kind of people. Another Instagram user said, "So basically Pap is the reason they aren't divorced, when he's probably telling Clarissa that it's Remy holding it up." Well, Pap has his response and shared screenshots of him filing for divorce yesterday. Okay. Meanwhile, another Instagram user says, It be the ones that cheat on a good ninja and play victim after gotta protect your heart from the ones you love the most nowadays. So that's the other side of it. I do feel like the internet is very split on this Remy Ma and Papoose of it all. Those of you that are watching this video, be sure to let me know your thoughts, because I'm sure you all have been watching this all play out yesterday. I have some clips to share as well. Another Instagram user says, "I'm happy he found someone that actually loves him." Finally, another Instagram user says, "When they get on live giving a speech, they still hurt. She left dog for a battle rapper." According to Papoose, you haven't even seen them together since this all became public and since he's moved on. Meanwhile, they say Clarissa Shields isn't shying away from the situation either. During her appearance on The Breakfast Club, Clarissa spoke on her relationship with Papoose, adding, "We love each other." She even directly addressed the elephant in the room, referencing his divorce from Remy Ma. Despite the ongoing separation between Remy and Papoose, she commented that it doesn't stop her from giving the relationship her all. Some people might say, like, I would not get involved with a married man, especially when it's so public and it's so messy. And Clarissa had a whole movie about her life come out, and I feel like no one even paid attention to it. That's sad. And honestly, some people might say that's on Clarissa. I would have never even got involved in the situation, especially when you have so much going on positive in your career. He's been truthful from the beginning, Clarissa said about Papoose, and even added, "Women are women. I don't know what else to say." In regards to the future of her union with Papoose, the athlete commented, "We talk about kids and family." Despite the previous heated social media back and forth between the two, Clarissa mentioned that she has no ill will towards the rap veteran. Let me play this clip for you guys.
It's the elephant in the room. I don't have to say it.
I don't know.
In his personal life.
Oh,
yeah. He had the elephant in the room. Like, yeah. But that
Mind you, no one even asked, but she brought it up. Okay.
And like I said, that's not my place to speak on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it'll get handled. I just know that from my perspective, I'm with him every day. And when I'm not with him, we're on the phone every day. Mm-hmm. And we're talking and we're FaceTiming. And
pause. I feel like that is the comment that we hear from every person that's ever been cheated on. I'm on the phone with him every day. Da, da, da. Not to say that's what Pappas is doing, but I have to point out what I think.
We love each other, so that's just kind of what it is. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's a situation, and it is what it is.
I'm assuming you mean like you want to wait till the divorce is like official. Does that hold you? Does that keep you from like giving your all?
No. Mm-hmm. Not because we're together all the time.
So the all is already given, is what she's saying.
Yeah, that's it. We already talk. We talk about so many different things, and I'm 30, so we talk about kids. And
she's 30, and Papoose is 40-something. I mean, look, she's grown, but I just always think, like, okay.
We talk about kids and family and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but, like, it's still, that still has to get taken care of. But, like, you know, once again, it's not, mm-hmm. it's not for me.
And pause, how many kids does Papoose have? He's got a couple of kids. He's currently married. My advice to any young woman, she's 30 years old. I don't believe Clarissa has any children. I don't know. I don't really know a lot about her. My thing is, girl, why are you getting yourself involved in this mess? It's a messy divorce. He's still married. He has got a bunch of kids. I would advise her, girl, no, don't even get involved in this situation. And Papoose might be an upstanding, nice guy. Don't even get involved. It's not worth it. This is your opportunity. You have a budding career. No.
Still has to get taken care of, but like, you know, once again, it's not, it's not for me. When somebody is just truthful with you from the beginning, but there is no secrets, it's just, hey, this is what it is, and do you accept or do you not accept? That's kind of what it was, and he's been truthful from the beginning. Women are women. I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't have any ill will toward any women. And I have an ill will toward her. You know
so y'all
saying?
Haven't spoke or nah?
Nah, I mean, she made her post and whatever, and that was about it. But like I said, women are women. They're very emotional creatures. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was just, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was emotions or I don't know what it was because I don't know her and she don't know me.
And I can already hear Remy's response to that. So Remy felt as if in this moment, Clarissa should have told him, let's not talk about that. Let's move on. You guys will let me know how you feel. I don't feel like Clarissa should be involved in the situation at all. I think Clarissa should run. And that's not saying that Pappas is not a good man. But no, run. You don't need this drama. Baby mama drama already. They're hugely famous. It's all over the block. Clarissa, run, girl. It's not worth it. I'm sure he makes you feel good and y'all always on the phone. No, run, girl. Run immediately. All right. So let me get into, first of all, what started all of this. I'm going to play a couple of clips.
I've never, ever been with somebody that was just holding me down, not doing that. I was paying rent from jail.
Now he's a wife. Listen, this is what I would like. Papoose, you have my lawyer's information. If you can't afford to retain a lawyer, since your lawyer, that the number you gave us has not been retained yet, I told you I'll pay for it. If somebody over there that loves you wants to pay for it, great. That will make me happy. Everything is signed and ready to go. I don't want nothing. I'm not even asking for child support. My daughter's school, her babysitter, her nanny, her gymnastics, her swimming, her dancing, her health care, her all of that. I take care of it like I've always done. I don't need.
I mean, this also makes me wonder, too, because what is Papoose doing to make money currently? Yes, they did the reality show. I know Papoose in these streets, people respect Papoose as a rapper. I know he doesn't have tons of hits, but people respect him and they respect his lyrical content. But the only person that I have seen currently out here performing and doing stuff is Remy Ma. Fair.
That's giving police lawyer talk. I'm not paying for whatever's supposed to be in the bags. No. Here they go. They right here.
Let it go. No, 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 no. Stop. I don't know what people have. Y'all don't know what people have. My ex might be the least income making person that I've ever been with. Ever. Everybody included.
Whenever y'all ready, the papers are there. I don't want anything, nothing, no things. I would like my jewelry. I would like it. Could you go pick up my jewelry from out of the pawn shop?
Why is her jewelry at the pawn shop? Just asking questions.
Let's be clear. Nobody's scared of nobody. All of that tough talk. Nobody. All that tells me that I'm coming at you way different than I come at anybody else. Like, nobody. There should be no ill feelings at all. Especially in my advice was like, hey, if you move on with somebody and that person wants to be with you and y'all planning a family together and all that, you can't come and talk crazy to me. How? I'm out. I've told Papoose. I told them. Why don't you tell your current come up? Cause that's what it is. Tell your current come up. Don't say nothing about me. Maybe not even say nothing about you until shit is what it is. I'm in here on my TVs. You know, me and my daughter, we have the same name. She looks at everything. I'm in here putting certain things in so that when she's scrolling through YouTube, certain things don't come up and I gotta try to explain to her. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing anything extra. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to prove to nobody who I'm with or what I'm doing, because that's not what I do.
We have to also keep in mind that Remy Ma and Papoose have a very young daughter that they still have to co-parent. And some people might say Remy is so concerned about what's going on with Papoose and she's got a whole son. Is he in jail yet? Because he's been accused of some really terrible things and was arrested for some really terrible things. So then people go back to that. You're crashing out on social media between the both of you. And Remy has this son that's dealing with some very serious allegations. But okay. Some of the allegations against Remy, though, from Papoose, and we'll get to Papoose in a second, not only is he claiming that he's written 90% of her songs, he's also claiming that she might be bisexual. That was one of the things that came out during this.
That's not what I do. Like, nobody shouldn't have any ill will towards me because I ain't do nothing to nobody. Nobody in the whole situation should have any ill will towards me. Nobody.
I mean, in all fairness, though, did you cheat on him? Did he cheat on you? Like, it's one thing, okay, if you feel like, oh, you're taking care of him and blah, 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 but then you divorce him, then you leave him. You don't cheat on him. So publicly, too. Someone could have ill will. If he cheated on you, okay, fine. But then still, you divorce him. You don't just start cheating off each other. Like, oh, I'm going to cheat now, too. And I haven't recalled if she's accused him of cheating. I mean, people might say that he is cheating because he's with Clarissa and he's a married man. But she's a married woman and she was with that battle rapper and maybe someone else, a woman.
You're punching the air. I've never breathed so freely in my life. I couldn't take it anymore. I said, hey, this ain't what it is. We can't keep doing this. We talking about people being truthful. Truthful? The truth, you will probably literally, like, people will cry if they knew the truth. Like, literally cry. Like, cry. 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 I look at it and I feel sorry for old girl. Like, I feel sorry for her. Because I know
the circles that's being ran and wrapped around over there. Like, I would cry. I feel bad. I feel bad. Stop calling me. Hello.
All right. So let's take a look at what Papoose had to say on social media, because after Remy went on Instagram Live, then Papoose. Sidebar, I did see someone in the comment section. There was another breaking story that happened yesterday, and the person commented, calm down over there. We're literally in divorce court with Papoose and Remy right now, meaning this both back and forth on social media.
Very strange. I seen a video where she looked outside of herself. I'm not accusing her of anything. This is not my style. But the fact that you mentioned my children and fabricated all these stories about me, about this money, when I wrote 90% of your rhymes since I met you, I can type a word from any one of your verses for the past time I've been with you. I wrote like 3 songs on your first album. I can come in my email drafts right now, which has dates on them, y'all, 2016-14, and you can literally see her lyrics pop up, the whole rapper pop up. But let me say this, though. Let's get to this part right here. We just heard him admit that he's blackmailing her, right? Now, let's listen to her telling me that he's blackmailing her, that she would have been stopped talking to him. Since she want to get on here and fabricate and fake Big this lame up. Have you noticed since I moved on, you never see her with the lame no more? She was sneaking around with him in restaurants. G's Factory, matching outfits, losing the battle on stage, getting cooked by Geechee, getting cooked by Suge. This nigga can cook every battle. I don't know what type of rapper is this dude, man. Never lost a battle in my life. But anyway, keep it moving. We don't care about that. She tried to make it about Clarissa. I just met Clarissa in July last year. I've been dealing with this with you since 2022. Clarissa has nothing to do with this. She's very angry because Clarissa is shining like the diamond she is. World-class champion, Olympic winner. She has nothing to do with this. Actually, Clarissa went on a Breakfast Club, did an interview, and said she don't have a problem with her. This, which aired yesterday morning, I wake up to a phone call of her being belligerent, being a narcissist, screaming on my phone, claiming that Clarissa disrespected her. How did she disrespect you? She said she don't have a problem with you. Then, in the process of that phone call, she asked me, so are you done with me? Are you done with me? I said, is that a question? Am I done with you? I said, she said, you moving forward with the divorce? I said, yes.
Are we moving forward with the divorce? All right. So according to our friends over at The Shade Room, they said just hours after Remy Ma took to IG Live, spilling all the tea about her split from Papoose, the rapper has gone ahead and filed for divorce. This comes after Remy claims that Pap was stalling their divorce by not getting a lawyer involved. But Pap didn't just stop there. He dropped receipts and threw some shade, claiming that Remy's been trying to reconcile with him. But have you been trying to reconcile with her? Why didn't you just file for divorce when you decided to move on with Clarissa? Why are we just filing for divorce today? And you said that this has been going on and that you've been moving on with Clarissa since almost a year ago. That doesn't make sense to me. On Thursday, May 22nd, the New York MC took to Instagram with screenshots proving he's ready to cut ties with Remy for good. On screen grab showed an email confirming a divorce complaint that was filed in New Jersey court with a promise to share the official docket number soon. He added a lengthy caption to his post questioning why Remy hadn't filed herself. This was so easy to file for divorce. Why hasn't she done it? #pumpfaking, he wrote. Papoose claimed that he held off filing for the sake of their daughter, Reminisce, citing wanting to keep things peaceful and private, which is something that he has done over the years, because he's saying that this all started back in 2022. However, keeping things peaceful and private and you're moving on with another woman doesn't mean that you can't file for divorce. But he said that Remy's bitter antics and clout chasing have turned their split into a circus. When two individuals behave like civilized adults, you can get a divorce peacefully and privately. He added, hinting that Remy's actions could embarrass their child. So he shares the court filing on social media. He then turned his attention to Remy's hour-long IG Live. Roomies, as you'll recall, the conceited lyricist went off on both Pap and Clarissa Shields, saying that she's far from bothered about their relationship and quite frankly didn't want anything to do with Papoose. But in response to that, Pap says that she tried to patch things up with him just one day before going off on him on her live. You just lied for an hour straight, he said, but actions speak louder than lies. You just called me yesterday trying to get back with me, and I said no. Papoose's IG post spread like wildfire on social media, with people quick to share their reactions to the news of his divorce filing, with some people saying, N-word filed today under pressure. Another person says, Clarissa made sure she sped that up by making it be known where her and Papoose stand. And the fact that there wasn't even a divorce filed this whole time speaks volumes. Another person says, not he filed today after she spoke. Another person says, she didn't lie. He just filed today at 5:22 p.m. Another person says, you don't want to file. That lady been quiet this whole time. Your girl keeps responding to questions she could just ignore. Another person says, she thought he couldn't find better. Now that he upgraded, he mad. Remy downgraded, and now she's the provider in her situationship. His daughter can't go to school if they get divorced. I'm confused. She said that anytime that she goes to the internet, she gets results. Another person says, LMAO, not him filing 2 hours ago. Papetti, that's how they put it, Papetti is on it this evening. All right, let me move on from there because this is a situation. Remy took to social media again to respond to Papa.
Ask him if I'm a bad mom. Ask him. And then ask all of his kids if he's a good father. Ask all of them. Not just the ones y'all see. Ask all of them.
He said, I got you high on drugs.
How? Now, this is why we had a problem. Anybody that knows me, the only drug I ever did was weed. And I literally just started smoking weed about 18 months ago when I got my strain. Stop playing with me. How what? How you on what? Ain't never do no crack, ain't never do no ain't never do no e-pills, ain't never do no molly, ain't never do no lean, ain't never do none of that. Ever. And everybody that knows me knows that. They all know that. Always, I heard you say, I'm this. She's cheated on me before, but okay, I cheated before, right? Why you stay? Oh, for my daughter that you've seen 3 times this year for a total of about 16 hours altogether. And every time you had her, you posted it. And I'm like, yo, stop posting my daughter. Weirdo. You know she has her own phone, right? You know she could talk, right? I swear to God, don't play with me. I won't put her on camera, but I'll let her talk. I'll let her talk. Mama, when the last time you seen daddy? When the last time he called you? How y'all call this crashing out? Because this weirdo is sitting over there with his current come up situation plotting on me to bring me down, to make him and them look like they doing something, just lying all day. And I don't be saying nothing because I don't care, because they don't affect my bag, because they don't hurt me. But now you're just getting like, now y'all just too comfortable. Wait, not we got something to promote, so let me start talking about Rem again. Like, nah, we not doing that. Crashing out is me going over to that little ass apartment and up, that's crashing out. But why the fuck would I do that when I don't care?
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Look, and that is the saga between Remy Ma, Papoose, and sometimes featuring Clarissa. I gave you the update that you've been waiting for. That's not a Diddy update. We took a little bit of a break until next Tuesday when day 10 of the Diddy trial begins again. Be sure to check out the Diddy trial playlist that we put together here on YouTube. You can also hear it on the Kempire podcast. If you haven't subscribed to the Kempire podcast, you should, because we have additional content, including some additional Diddy content added to those Diddy updates. Be sure to subscribe there. And if you haven't already, let me know your thoughts in the comment section about this situation between Papoose and Remy Ma. And like I said, featuring Clarissa Shields. Guys, thank you so much for listening to our weekend update. So many of you have been telling me that you've been enjoying having this extra bonus thing that I have added on Saturdays. I started doing it on Sunday, so if it ends up on a Sunday, y'all know what it is. Okay. This is just an extra something. Okay. And for those that keep saying and you're confused on YouTube, this is the podcast version. It's actually a bonus. There's plenty of video content on this platform that you're watching, but it's fine. Anyway, for those that are listening on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And don't forget to tell a friend about the Kempire podcast. And don't forget the Kempire After Dark, the villain era, is coming to a city near you. First up, Philadelphia. We're coming there on July 10th. Then we'll be in Atlanta on August 5th. Then back to D.C. on August 22nd. And then, of course, my hometown will be here Friday, September 12th at the Green Room 42. More information on the Kempire After Dark, the villain era live summer tour will be available in the description. I will see you all in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give the Kempire 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And as always, for more information on everything Kempire Radio Network, head on over to KempireRadio.com.